You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Candy. Want to improve and even protect your mental health? Then go ahead and laugh. Michigan State University psychiatrist Dr. Farha Abbasi is with us now. Dr. Abbasi, that old adage, laughter is the best medicine, there really is truth in that, isn't there?
Absolutely, Cindy. We are realizing not only we have mental benefits of laughing, but there are physical effects that enhance your body's well-being. So if you think when you are laughing, your whole body is relaxed, your stress cuts down, your diaphragm is the muscle that helps you breathe. So your diaphragm is relaxed, so more oxygen is going to your body and your brain. So you are thinking better, you're functioning better. Long term, they have seen it might even improve your immunity.
Do I understand when we laugh, it can actually, help pump up some really good chemicals in our brains throughout our bodies?
Absolutely. Natural endorphins are released, which are your good mood hormones. Your serotonin is up. You are feeling relaxed. Your muscles are relaxed. So overall, it's a great and a very simple way to bring your mood up.
Well, and you're absolutely right. It's free. There's no harmful side effects from a good laugh.
Absolutely. As long as it's meant with good intent and you're not laughing at someone else, then yes, no side effects.
Am I right that this seems to be a really high stress time for many people?
Absolutely. And there is a lot of literature now talking about positive psychology, which is like, how about instead of focusing on what's going wrong, even if we can take a few minutes in our work hours or in our day to step back and focus on what is working, what's positive happening around us, and look at the benefits of doing that. So positive psychology puts a lot of emphasis on humor and laughing and looking at things that are positive, like, okay, you have been watching news for too long and it's stressing you out. How about you change channel and watch cartoons for a while or see a video, YouTube video of a kid laughing? Things like that can actually put your mind in a completely different frame.
You know, there's got to be a reason that whenever somebody tweets out a funny cat video or post it on Facebook that it's shared immediately. You just see that there. In fact, I follow emergency kittens on Twitter for that very reason, because you're always going to get a smile with a cat picture or a cat video. What should we not do in this laughter? Because you've said laughter can be self-enhancing or it can be self-defeating.
So we have to be very careful, because it's different when you are laughing at a situation to diffuse stress. But if you turn it into a self-deprecating or self-defeating humor, it's almost like then you are becoming bitter and angry and cynic. And then that fails the purpose. So it's about, I'm human, I'm not perfect, I will make mistakes, things happen. It's more, the positive humor is more about acceptance of, okay, this is my reality, what am I going to do with it? So it's more of an acceptance, while self-deprecating or self-defeating humor is more putting yourself down. Mm-hmm. Instead of building your self-esteem, it's just going to bring you down more, make you more bitter and angry.
It sounds like the difference between taking yourself too seriously and not taking yourself seriously and being able to realize, hey, we're all human.
Absolutely.
Now, you've had experiences, have you not, Dr. Abbasi, as an immigrant? Sometimes it's got to be a feeling of kind of stumbling around in this new country and figuring things out. And that's certainly stressful. But where have you seen, what have you experienced where humor helped you?
Oh, I always talk about laughing all the way. I mean, I wouldn't have survived if I did not have this instinct to be able to laugh at the situations instead of internalizing it and making it about inadequacy, not knowing the system. I just decided to laugh about things. And I will give you a few examples, Cindy. So I was at this party and somebody served me this beautifully baked cake, delicious. And I said, oh, how did you bake this? And she said, oh, I baked it from scratch. And next day I'm at the grocery store looking for the scratch. And I'm asking everyone, which aisle can I find the scratch? So...
Idioms must be very, very confusing, or popular references, song titles, for instance.
Oh, my God. Let's not even go there.
Give me an example.
Sure. As an immigrant, I was moving. I had so much stuff in my car all the time, boxes unopened. So I hear this song, All the Junk in Your Trunk. And I said, that's it. This gets the immigration experience, right? So I'm singing this loud, All the Junk in My Trunk. Till one of my residents pulls me to the side and said, Dr. Basi, I don't think you know what you're singing about. I said, oh, it means I just need to clean my car, right? So, and oh my God, was I embarrassed when I found out what I've been singing.
You were not singing about boxes in your trunk at all. And that is the best way to do it, isn't it? And I think as parents, that has to be a good gift for us to give our kids.
Absolutely. I mean, especially I was just listening to your NPR segment about encouraging reading, that how it's important to make it fun and laugh along the way. And always it's better, when you are playing with your kids or having fun with them, to pass on a message. I have seen, even with political satire, we are seeing that when you are talking in a humor, in fun way, you can send some very strong messages without hurting anyone's feelings. And even as a psychological point of view, we know that humor is the most mature defense mechanism that was given to us. But the simple act of laughing, which, like you said, is free, but when you start laughing, everybody around you start laughing. So it's very infectious. It can be very bonding and relationship building.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Absolutely.
Michigan State University psychiatrist Dr. Farha Abbasi with a great prescription for all of us. Come on, go ahead and laugh. Thanks so much for being with us, Dr. Abbasi.
Thank you, Cindy.